This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we begin with a discussion on cooking shows. And one cooking show that
I'm not bringing it back before you ask, Fat Boy.
You?
Come on, man. We could have got Paul and Dean on there with you.
Matt Mills is done.
We're going to use this butter.
That's right.
With my buddy Matt Man here, we're going to make some scramps.
I would just be on there now showing you how to prepare your HelloFresh meals. That's where I'm at right now.
That could work too. Gavin, as a seg.
They better give it to me for free then.
Has a really good segment.
Oh, Bush?
Yeah, his is great. He's a good cook.
What's he doing shirtless?
Does he make baked beans?
No, he can Bushes. Plate and he can cook a nice, you know, a man that can plate. That's sexy. That's
what do you mean
hot.
That can plate?
Put
I can
together.
Clean one.
What, put it in his lips?
No.
Yikes.
He can create a meal. See, I'm not a cook. I'm a baker. I mean, I cook.
I'm a candlestick maker.
God, that boy.
But I'm not.
I'm a butcher. I'm just regular butch.
I don't eat a lot of meat. So therefore, if you say, can you make something like that, I'd have to read about it because I don't cook. A lot of that stuff,
right?
Like fish. If you say,
ugh.
The only thing I really cook is salmon and chicken.
You know, a lot of people cook the popular fish that eat other fish's poop, and I forgot the name of it.
Catfish, carp.
No, it's one of the cheaper fish you could buy in the
catfish, carp.
No, I don't eat seafood. I can't even tell you what it is.
Can you go to the market and get carp?
I don't
know.
I think so.
But I don't. I wouldn't want to eat it.
I think you got to have a handful of dookie. When
and,
you get there.
And to me, yeah. Catfish.
That's what you fish with there.
If it's like not fresh, it tastes. I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, I like farm raised trout.
No, you like the brown trout.
Fresh trout.
You like the
farm raised? Could be swimming in poo.
Oh God!
You guess my weekend plan.
I'm sorry.
I call it a mud bath.
People go out for fish. I'm like, what are you doing?
It depends
what do you mean,
on how
what
the
are
fish
you doing?
Was raised.
Dude, there's nothing like good. You hate seafood. That's right. You
I've
like
never
seafood.
Had a good piece of fish. Now I'm comparing it to the consistency of chicken and steak.
Swordfish is good.
Well, like when I've had fish, it's always been kind of mushy.
Not swordfish, but
shrimp? You like it?
Yeah, but I've had the popcorn shrimp.
You don't like oysters?
Oysters are good.
You basically like Long John Silver's only. You like chickens and planks, not tenders.
If a woman tells you she won't perform a certain act, but she'll eat oysters, that's where you call her on the double standard right there and say, ha, you like oysters, don't you? It's not much different.
Yeah.
I don't know how you eat
different.
Yours.
I don't know what
I
you're
usually
thinking.
Take that little tiny-ass fork that looks like drug paraphernalia, and I scoop it a little bit.
See.
Put some lemon, put some, what is that stuff called? cocktail sauce.
Yes.
And then, okay. Then I pour it down my throat.
I think my man and I were taking those oyster shots at that one particular restaurant, and they were good.
Oh, with the vodka. You drop it down in the vodka.
Gosh.
Oh, that
was rough. A fun night.
I was horny and drunk.
It would have been some rough burps and farts.
You too, Matt. Sour belches. Yeah, you stole it.
Oh, boy.
You too, Matt.
I think I was overserved that night.
Guess who?
He was happy. Yeah. Anyways.
And we took a car.
So
stole one. We were drunk driving.
No,
kidding.
Ever.
We took what do you call the dude who pedals people around? That's what we took.
Rickshaw?
Yeah, rickshaw.
Peddler?
I don't know.
Remember that time? Oh, you were right in there. One time when I was in Savannah, I apologized to the guy the whole time.
Oh, boy.
I was like, man, I'm sorry.
Why do you feed this horse beef arena?
No, because he was having to rickshaw my ass.
Did you go to the chocolate place first?
Did you think his name was rickshaw?
No, I was on the way to the bathroom. No, he...
So you kept calling him that?
It was actually...
River Street.
God, what was it? Yeah, yeah. Right mm-hmm. there where they have the right. horse that I gave beer to and got in trouble.
Hey, oh, Rick. Boy.
Well, I thought the horse drank beer. Like, it was cool
They do
it.
Like beer, but they're working.
You're not to give it to them, though, but they do like it. And I was sitting there while the horse was on duty, not pooping, but he was taking a break.
You can't get him intoxicated.
And he just went to town
horses
on that.
Horses like
I got a great picture of that still
like
on my phone.
They like sugar and beer.
That's right, bitch.
Well, good luck.
That's what I have in common with him.
Good luck finding it in the 13,000 pictures you have.
You know what? With this new phone, all I do is go, I write horse, and then it'll pop up.
If you type in swing sniffer, will
dude, and what's
up?
Crazy is if you type in a certain word on your photo search, it will zoom in on like on documents that's on there that has that word in it. Like it's
oh really
very,
but it works for pictures too the same way.
Yeah, oddly enough, it's almost a way like you had to used to get that app to take a picture of a plant for it to tell you what plant it was. Now that's just all integrated on your phone.
My phone autocorrected it to Bitty, so nothing popped up.
Oh, Bitty. So why you I hate it? When that happens when, because I was years ago, I was looking for a restaurant in Greer, and I ended up going to The Fork.
I dang it. Oh, yeah.
I did not search.
Woo! No, you didn't.
I did not search Kitty's phone. Pay attention.
That's so
I know
creepy.
I got fat thumbs.
Creepy.
But still.
Creepy. So while you search for that, I'm going to tell you what's going on with Meghan and Pamela. So Meghan Markle, you know who she is.
Meg Dog. Mm-hmm. She's Megalicious.
Yeah. So she is accused of ripping off Pamela Anderson. So people are saying her new Netflix show, With Love, Meghan, is too similar to Pam's show, Pamela's Cooking with Love.
Just stop. Like
stop.
They all stole it from the Galloping Gourmet.
I've never seen a couple try to force a media presence as much as those two.
Yeah, they're just...
Like, you got money. Relax.
It's like you were telling me, what's the Baldwin, Alec Baldwin reality
oh,
show?
Oh, yeah.
And...
Only one episode out.
Like, plenty of money. Why? And I was like, she wanted it. She had to have wanted it. Mm-hmm. Hilaria?
Yeah, that's the only thing that makes sense.
She's got it like probably, she's going to start making Spanx too, or makeup, or no offense.
Skims.
Some kind of thing.
You could tell he's
an actor. Ladies brand loyal to them damn leggings? Like, I mean, in other words, where you won't buy the $20 ones, but you'll buy the $150 leggings?
Yes, because they fit better.
God, I want the fat leg.
You want that lift, you know?
Yeah, but when you take them off, it's going to have that flop.
Not necessarily.
Not you, but I mean, like, if you got too much of a lift and then pants, like, when you take it off, I mean, nice.
Plus, aren't you worried about something else, kind of?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, you don't want to pop a knuckle down there.
Oh, no.
You don't want to show too much.
Oh, I see it coming out the other end, like a tube of
I didn't mean like a hemorrhoid.
No, like
you don't
want to
be accused of shoplifting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No. That's not false advertising. Like, you take off your clothes and you're a different size.
Thank God guys don't wear leggings. I mean, you shouldn't.
Why?
It would look weird and feel weird.
I've seen it. They do. And they have fake bottoms on Instagram.
You guys wear leggings?
At the gym, yes. They'll wear the leggings with the shorts over them. I don't get that. I also don't understand in basketball why they wear one leg-ing.
Oh, just like a compression leg?
Yeah, but only one. Oh. So if you squint your eyes, it looks like they're one-legged basketball players running around.
How would that be comfortable?
I don't know. It's got to be cold on the other leg. Like, why not just go both legs?
Yeah,
you know
I
what?
Would say.
Some have pads. Maybe they got the technology that just now came out. I saw a commercial for a patch like you wear it on your knee and it starts to cool down when you get it going.
And it they've got a tear or something and it's keeping it together.
Yeah, like I don't know. It's like
the tape that they'll use. It's like the tape.
That's
like
weird.
Like a knee injury. So yeah. It's kind of like
they'll just tape it up with that special.
Like that venom looking tape stuff?
Yeah, it's like black and white looking.
Like, how does that help?
I don't know.
It's not even like a cast. It's just some kind of weird body tape.
Remember Sabu, that time he got his arm ripped open on barbed wire? He got super glue out and super glued his arm back together. That's like no crap. He really did.
He didn't shower much either.
So back to the story, right off the bat, their titles are similar. Everything's pretty similar. And Pam's trailer starts with her in the garden saying, quote, "I love to cook. I just have always wanted to do things to another level." And she actually went back to live where her grandmother's place, and so everything that she does is kind of natural and everything, and she's very authentic.
What if Megan and William put out a sex tape in a boat,
you know what,
just to compete with Pamela?
I wouldn't even watch it for free at this point.
A porno?
Theirs. It's like so overexposed.
Who cares?
Oh, you mean Pamela and Tommy?
No, like Megan
and
Harry Megan.
You'd look out of curiosity.
I would not watch Harry Megan.
I don't think I would.
That's what they'd call it.
That's their suit couple name, Harry Megan.
I don't. Yeah. I mean, I like him and everything, but I don't really want to see either one of them naked.
Yeah.
It's just like quit trying.
I would look. I'm admitting
you would.
Yes, as long as it's not on like one of them 4chan sites.
Even though I love Pamela,
I go on 4chan.
I never watched her tape because I thought that would be an invasion.
I bought it off eBay.
Well, because
I swear to God, I did.
I felt bad for her because she didn't sell it, and I thought that she was exploited. So I wouldn't engage in that.
He sold it
at all.
There's no question because he sold it.
You don't think the safe was broken into?
Hell no.
It'd be hard to break into a safe.
Why would you only? Please, I've never believed that story.
And then he.
Plus, what's he got to be embarrassed of? He's banging Pamela Anderson and he's hung like a horse. Yeah. Oh no! Don't put that out.
Oh, he's proud of it. He puts it everywhere, and we're like, seen it. Why don't you put it away? Come on, you're getting old. You shouldn't act like an idiot.
You're turning purple now, Tommy. Chill out on the drugs.
Is he? Oh, he was.
Yeah, he was at the vampire house last night.
Viper room. Vampire house.
I kept thinking about that yesterday.
That's where I would hang out.
I think when you're working with what he's working with, you can kind of give somebody a heads up when, you know,
like
things are about to happen.
He's the kind of guy that, seriously, like, scientific question here. If he got a priapism, he could get lightheaded. I mean, look,
it's the skinny guy theory.
Yeah, I mean, you think about it. Like, it makes sense. He would get lightheaded. Like, he would always need to be seated.
Okay.
Over to you, Paige.
I'm staying out of this conversation.
I know I get lightheaded. No, I'm just
I wouldn't know because I've never had a priapism.
No.
I wouldn't know how that feels.
Oh, crap.
Oh, here we go. I'll never get laid.
I've seen you walking out with a bag full from Adam and Eve at night.
that would be an artificial one.
You're like you were stealing cactuses.
As far as biologically, I would never know what it feels like to be a man.
You're like
which
you
I would
the,
love to
the
know.
The Joshua Tree gift shop.
You know, I have a good friend of Melissa, and she takes good care of me because maybe she feels sorry for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I do.
You ever beta test anything for them?
No, yeah. I should, though. I mean, I do like their lingerie and stuff.
Yeah.
Their booty shorts, love them.
Don't be limited to just the female or the male products. I guess the female stuff you can use, too.
Hey.
Like the stuff males would buy. You can, you know, experiment with that, too.
They have good smelling stuff in there.
That's a solid question that I don't want to, like, really.
Please, I want to know the question.
Okay.
Please. I'll
do this as light as I can. Women who are into scissoring, do they buy pocket ones?
Is that
what you were thinking?
I imagine that's preference.
Okay, yeah.
Not everybody likes the same thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, they have more options.
And I feel the more that you, I'm just going to say this. The more that you use that, in my opinion,
it strips you out of real life.
No. Yeah. Well, because when you're intimate with a man, you'll expect that kind of thing. And men can't do that.
Do you know
the same thing that a machine does? So if you want to have
sex. Yeah, but you've seen these robots now, though, man.
They have a certain part for sale. Let's say, for example, you were going to go buy a honey bun. But the part of the honey bun they had for sale was only the center.
Oh.
I feel like you need the rest of the bun to kind of fill it out, right? You don't want just the center of the honey bun.
You're harkening back down
to
Donacy.
You're just making me hungry right now.
Donacy.
Like, I don't want to have to hold the center of the cinnamon roll.
No.
I need the rest of it.
You had me a honey bun. Keep talking.
That was
good. apple fritters. That do anything for you?
Yeah.
I love an apple fritter.
Oh, yeah.
I like them at Ingles when they're on sale after 6 p.m.
Oh, okay. And they smell good.
Yeah. Donut happy hour. I'm there.
Yeah, just go in there to get high. And leave.
We're here for it.
Fritta what? Fritta who? I got the bag in the hand already. I'm ready to grab.
We're going to take a break now, and we'll come back. We'll do some more calls. 1-800-774-0093. I want to take something that's very grim and try to take it into a somewhat fun conversation. And I don't know that that's possible. But I read this story, and I was like, God, do people want to hear about that in the morning? But I'm like, firing squads. Like, you know, there's a guy on death. Well, there's a guy on death row in South Carolina, committed murder in Greenville, and you know, for some reason, this is my big disconnect with it.
Oh, this is a big national
story.
Why
do we consider letting a killer pick? Like, why do we say, hey, here's your choice? Like, why? What have they done to deserve that?
Because and I if guess they that's say, humane.
And if they choose firing squad, then we've got protesters who say, no, that's inhumane. He's a killer, and he asked to be killed that way. First off, we're conceding to them to let him pick. Yeah. Secondly, some pussy out is protesting. Go get a job. You're sitting here protesting a killer who decided how he wants to die.
So who should decide? The victim's family?
That's certainly a thought, but also...
I have somewhat of a point to that.
I think so we could have the conversation about being all the grim part of it. Well, you know, again, that's a big disconnect, too. Like, okay, you're only Old Testament where you're this kind of that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah, it's weird. All right, so we'll talk about dying next. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app's got you covered with all things Rise Guys. Listen live and on demand to the Rise Guys on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Woohoo, woohoo, woohoo.
Ha ha.
The smugger voice.
She had hair like a lion.
This is somebody's song out there. I guess they're a song.
A stripper, probably. Did you realize at the time that this was about stripping?
Yeah, like I don't know what else it would be. Dancer.
Dancing for money. Me to do.
I want to put my car keys there.
My toothbrush, too.
Boy, you want to talk about a nice set of legs.
She was beautiful.
Yeah, but like her head, like if she was, you know, if she was giving you a good time, it looked like you were making it with a koosh ball.
That or like some of those furry Uggs. She just had Motley Crue hair. Like just big hair.
Better hope Ike's not turning the corner.
That was tease. That was all hair and hairspray.
Well, I don't know what she used.
So hope old Bull Ike's not coming around the corner. He was mean.
Yeah, he
she'll
was
do
terrible.
Anything you want her to do.
Anything. And she says any old song will do. So we're gonna play Human League.
Okay.
Can you dance to that?
Oh yeah.
Oh, what a pretty lady.
That's not the Tina everyone's talking about today. It's Tina Knowles, and who knows why.
Oh, yeah, not angry Tina, but Knowles.
Okay, so the firing squad thing. Oddly slide into that. So
this is the song he picked, too.
Oh, Lord. You don't pick a death song. They only give you your final meal.
Yeah, and what would you eat? Oh, my gosh.
I
couldn't make up my mind.
That's a shock that you get that, to be honest with you.
I think that's another concession and Lord, Kamala was going to give them free sex changes, college degrees. Why are we going to get somebody a college degree on death row? That's pointless.
What happened to the bald guy in the lipstick? I haven't seen much of him anymore.
That one guy that was wearing the skirt with the... Yeah. Tuxedo to Iowa.
He was a mainstay on TV.
Okay, so this, I'm not going to say his name because we need to get away from glorifying killers and making them
histrionic.
Legends. This guy, basically, long story short, he kidnapped his girlfriend at the time because apparently she was trying to get away from him. He said, if I can't have her, no one can. And then goes to her parents' house and kills them both with a ball bat.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Horrific. The guy's. Supposed to be executed in a week after next, March 7th. So we are one of the states, South Carolina, Utah, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Idaho, that allow a firing squad. Utah is the only state that's actually used this method in the what they call the modern era, which the last time they did it was 2010. So this is South Carolina. And first off, again, the you have the right to protest anything you want to. I have the right to think it's silly as well. The fact that people protest for this guy, saying that's inhumane. So is killing people with a ball bat.
Yeah.
So maybe, if the eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, maybe the surviving family members get to beat him with a ball bat. But no, that's inhumane.
Well,
to every kid gets a trophy. Every kid gets a game ball. We got to be humane to these. Why? They were not.
Well, they were saying when they were lethally injecting people and they were making their own concoction because the company wouldn't give it to the states legally.
That was inhumane because people didn't die that long and they suffered.
Very violent.
Yeah.
Struggles.
Like your body shuts down slowly.
Again, ball bat. Like, that could be, that could curtail some of that. I'm not going to say, I mean, evil is evil and will always be around, and you need darkness to see light and vice versa. But that said,
but
if more people knew that you weren't going to sit on death row for 20, 30, 40 yeah. years, you were going to die within three. I mean, you got to figure out the court time of going and doing it again and trying it again and all this stuff. 3 to 5 years, we're going to kill you.
But,
and we're not letting you pick. We as a state voted to do it the cheapest way, and that's with a gun.
But I understand, and I feel the same way about...
Wouldn't want the chair.
About...
Hell no!
Having... I've been in a domestic violence situation, and the terror that that family went through, being beaten with a bat, and I understand how the family would feel. But in the end of it, is it really going to bring them back? And as a reflection of society, that we're gonna kill somebody... As violent as that makes us not a good society.
Some people,
and that's what people are thinking.
They'll say eye for an eye, but how many people could actually do that when it comes to it?
I think it depends on the situation. I think that depending on the situation, there's no question.
So if
I'm saying, like, and I don't even want to pontificate, but I'm just saying the right situation, by God, yes.
I don't think I could do it. I think ultimately, like, you're taking a life either way.
Well.
Does the punishment fit the crime?
I couldn't kill anybody. I couldn't. I don't
see. Kidnapping a woman and murdering her parents with a ball bat.
I mean, that's just horrendous.
And he said, if I can't have her, no one. So he was going to kill her.
Now, this is me saying this, like, not having to face that situation.
I know. And it's always easy to, you know, say I wouldn't do this. But, you know, we've all been in those situations where some light shined in, some God stepped in, whatever, and said, no, let's think ahead. That's not a good idea. Calm down and let justice prevail.
I understand the way people are feeling, maybe their religion makes them feel that, but is it really solved when someone's killed in prison where he doesn't have to think about his crime for the he's
Roddy Piper
he's off.
Killed.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
It does. He's not serving a sentence.
So what in okay.
I'm just throwing
I'll ride the fence with
there.
You, but if we don't kill the people, so put them in prison and taxpayers pay for them forever to live?
Well, I mean, that's the other, that's
but yet,
the other thing.
But yet, I'll get on the other side of that. And so, but yet, homeless people or the unhomed or the unhoused, whatever we're calling them now, who maybe haven't done a thing, that just don't have crap, we shun them. But murderers and the like, we give them a free room and board forever.
And they will never be released, because I think someone who beats somebody with a baseball bat is obviously a risk to society forever.
But how many people would take that trade off? Like, look, it's going to cost you some tax money, but you don't have to live with these people out in the open. The whole tax money thing, people got to kind of change their attitude on that too.
I agree on that, because there's a lot of taxes that if we didn't pay, like, go back to road construction. You know, we bitch when the roads aren't fixed. Now they're fixing them all. They are fixing them all at the same time, which is kind of problematic if you're going from city to city in one day and you're hitting it all, yep. But at least they're doing it,
and,
you know.
And you did throw something out there about people being educated, they're eating better, but do we really want third
RFK
world?
RFK Jr.
Do we want third world prisons where people are, like, beat up and treated bad and all
yes,
that?
Yes, I want people
want
to
that?
Be scared to go to jail.
Okay.
I you want people a, to, because that would curtail
that
it.
That is an excellent point.
You have people who say, I am homeless, I'm going to commit a crime, so I'll be arrested.
Yeah. So
yeah, that's odd.
So prison should be horrendous.
And it's all privatized,
and
too,
then
so.
Whatever the punishment should fit the crime. So I agree with you.
Isn't that odd, the private prisons? Prison for profit.
But if that wasn't privatized, it would still be unethical under some way.
Well, I mean,
everything is.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not going to be a prison that's on the up and up all the time. I mean, this is not.
No,
people
no.
are people.
And
I
mean,
cell phones going up
prison.
Rear ends, drones flying them in, all these
drone
things.
Drones drops. You're thinking about throwing stuff.
The drones
the
that look like birds now are very unsettling. I look at if I see a bird that has, like, a very articulated wingspan, like when it flies, I'm like, I'm looking at it sideways. I'm like,
you better.
Is that a real bird or is that a drone?
Because it's looking
paranoid.
At you. It's looking right at you.
Oh, yes. From 3 miles away.
You better watch out.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. More Rise Guys.
The leaders of the P1 revolution. The Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
What if Parody Man Dan, whatever we're calling, Dan from Columbia.
Oh, did you call him that?
By accident, hush. Delete it. Dump out.
Oh, that's perfect.
What if he could do, I'm a necromancer. Necromancer for money.
Oh, is that?
That's so
Is
dark.
That what I think it is?
Oof. A necromancer? That's like a wizard, right?
That's hooking up with dead people.
Yeah,
I think.
That is.
Oh, that's necrophilia. Necromancer is a magician.
That's the act of the necromancer is the person who does the necrophilia.
No.
We'll have to look that up. I got 6 GEDs, by the way.
2 One of them's got to work.
Necromancy.
If I did have a DUI, I'd go to callrob.com.
I would too.
You got to.
Am
it
I
is,
right?
It's communicating with dead people.
Okay, so like a wizard.
Well, the necrophilia is kind of communicating with them, too.
Magic practices.
Cue up The Cold Ethel by Alice Cooper.
Oh, you talk about she's talking about Satanism and like rituals.
No, like a sorceress.
Yeah.
Like a sorcerer.
Oh, you're talking about like witches.
What does that necromancer do? It practices necromancy, the art of communicating with the dead.
She's talking about devil worshiping witches. Witches, folks.
Casting spells.
Yes.
Which... that in itself is like pretty incredible, like the casting of spells and you
summoning.
But also like spelling words, like when you spell them, are you giving them? You know,
yeah, because you're telling people how to do it.
Yeah,
spelling it out.
I know. It's like when you cuss around kids and you spell the word out. Like I got to go take That's an work. SH, and you're teaching them how to spell
yeah,
it.
You
I
are
mean,
because
it's the dumbest thing.
And they'll say it at school, like teacher, I got to.
Kids are spelling cuss words everywhere. They won't stop you. You can spell it. It's not cussing.
Necromania is running wild, brother.
Devil worshiping witches and cussing kids.
Listen up, Jack.
Tell me Alex Jones went into Jesse James Dupree for a little bit. I'll choke all y'all's kids, brother.
Oh, man.
My God.
I felt so bad for Jesse James Dupree. He was at the Atlanta race. And you know when the engines get so loud that you'll know with dealing with sound, Paige and Fatboy, that... when the motors got so loud, it overshadowed his mic on his phone.
Oh,
so
no.
It completely muted the whole thing.
I think it's really
was he
loud.
The one,
oh, man.
He was the beginning of the race.
Billy Gibbons was the grand marshal, but I'm sure Jesse was there.
Jesse was
with
there with...
On your mark, get set, go.
That's what they say.
I don't know if Mark was there or not. okay, so necromancer. We figured that part
Gentlemen,
out.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
You know, ladies get to do that.
Can't
too
call
now.
Them that anymore.
Okay, people start your engines.
Dude, what do they say? Yeah, what do they say? That's an excellent point.
Humans.
Is it?
Start your engines.
I'm very sure that they still say gentlemen. Even if, you know, you got a Muldowney or a Deegan. In the
yeah, she was picking up on the wrong word, but yeah, they do.
I always wanted to do that.
Gentlemen
start
and Danica,
engine.
Start your engines.
Humans. Start your engines.
That's saying like there's aliens out
they
there.
Might not even address the gender. They might just say start your engines.
Yeah.
You don't think they say it? They still do prayer and stuff, so.
Well, they do the prayer, yeah. They put that on TV, too.
They do the Blue Angels.
They do a flyover.
Yeah.
Did it Daytona? Awesome. You don't talk to Edith before she hangs up?
Yeah.
Please.
Hey, Edith.
Hey, hon.
Hey, you know what? I love you. What a great name. I it's one of those, you know, no, it's one of those good throwback names. I love
really
the name
is.
Edith. I used to know one from the old neighborhood. She's now passed, but Mrs. Puthie was one of the nicest
I bet.
Ladies ever.
Rest in peace.
Edith, we miss you.
Yeah.
But Edith in Chattanooga, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up with you? Oh, you wanted to talk about jailbirds, it says.
Yeah, I think we've gotten slack on everything. They need to go back to the work. Make them work. Make them make all their vegetables that they grow. Make them get out and do chain gangs.
Road pumpkins.
Dude, I agree with that. That turned into a corporate thing where businesses were adopting them to get some free signage on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bull crap. Let the... put the chain gang.
I've not seen one in a long time.
You used to see them back in the 90s a good bit. And it's like, well, that's the meaning. You're publicly shaming these criminals.
You know what they would do? Yeah. They would make them work at the dump. But they don't do that anymore.
They don't.
They need to. Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten slack on them. Oh, poor babies, they're locked up. Well, by golly, they did something wrong to get locked up.
That's right. Yes.
Didn't pay child support, usually.
Something like that. I'll be 68 years old this year.
No.
And knock on wood, I've never been in trouble with the law other than speeding tickets and logbook violations. Other than that, you know, I've not been in trouble with the law. I ain't going to say I don't smoke pot because I do. And I don't give a damn thing.
You go, girl.
You do it. What were the traffic situation? Did you moon someone or what was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. I
Edith, why don't we moon people anymore? Are we scared that a child will see
it? I used to do that back in the 70s.
Me too.
She wants to bring it all back.
It was so innocent, but yet I think people are like, you know what? If a kid sees it, I'm on the list now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's taken away one of our freedoms.
And you can't booby flash anybody anymore.
Hey, no, look.
I disagree with
you. I used to do that to truckers before I became
too.
One.
Wait a minute.
You're a trucker?
You're a trucker?
Yes, for over 13 years.
How many miles you got, Edith?
Over a million accident free.
Good for you.
You hauled a lot of loads back in the day.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I did. And I learned a little trick. You can actually sterilize a cow trailer to haul back produce and keep it at the right temperature.
Wow.
Okay.
I didn't even know that.
I deadhead back, and I got tired of deadheading back from California. So I just decided that I was going to sterilize my trailer, put cardboard all the way around it, and throw some dry ice in there. And I brought my produce back from California.
When you say produce, you're not talking about marijuana, are you?
No, produce. No, I never hauled the marijuana except for the government.
Whoa. That's weird. What, were you in the military? I'm kidding.
No. My daddy was for 22 years.
God bless. What a family of servants you've been.
We appreciate you taking all those loads.
Edith, you're amazing.
You are, Edith.
Oh, nah, I'm not. I'm just the average Joe out here.
Let's say Joanne.
Are you driving right now?
Oh, no. Wow. I've had 13 back surgeries. I can't drive anymore.
Oh, that was your lucky one. Hopefully it's the last one.
That's a lot of sin.
No, I've got to go for another one.
Bless you.
Edith, I hope you enjoy Let's Make a Deal this morning, and we'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, honey. Y'all have a blessed day.
Too.
And woo, woo, I love your woo, woo.
Oh, do it, fat boy.
Whoa.
Woo, woo.
She likes
it. There you go.
The,
I love it.
She
don't
likes
stop
the
it.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, Edith.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her. Can she call every day?
She probably will.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
Edith knows. Edith got all the
she
eggs.
She does.
All right.
She can haul it.
What? She was fun.
She was great. Look, put in her time, great ideas.
She also doesn't give a damn if you know that she smokes the cannabis.
No.
And she wants to bring mooning back.
It's so everywhere.
I mean,
it should be legal,
let's
honestly.
Just tell our kids, like, hey, you saw that dude's ass. Don't be rattled by it. It's fine. It was just a fun little prank.
We should be telling our kids, did that guy moon you? Moon him back right now. Go ahead.
Hey. Yeah, but then you're going to get...
Oh, you'll have swing sniffers coming
out
everywhere.
You know what if I was, you know, doing it on purpose? Yeah. No, well, he did it back. So.
Oh, look, kitty. Oops. Drop my pants.
We used to do it.
Swing sniffer.
To shock boys on the way to the beach. I would never do that now.
That's what the beach is on senior week. Like, you go see some
boobs.
Yeah,
we go like,
how many fingers to shock a boy? Mm-hmm. Paige, what are you
Minivan.
Working on? And, well, let's wait a minute. You want to wait?
Sure.
Or do you want to do it next?
I was just going to do it next.
All right, Paige, what are you working on the Plex?
Well, you know, we mentioned this earlier. This woman, her addiction won her $250,000 in a court. I'll tell you what her addiction is and all this.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. I want to know.
Yeah, we got to find out.
What was she addicted to?
Oh, yeah.
You already know, though?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I want to know.
What was she addicted to that she's going to get a lot of money for? Yeah. See, that right there is another thing where we just kind of like, oh... You know,
she's addicted to that eggplant. I don't know how you get paid off of that.
I think it's a banana now.
Is it? Well, probably in our case.
I think it's her. All right, we'll get to that if that's appealing to you.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.